All right, so today we're going to be diving into personalized e-commerce experiences.
Okay.
And this is something that you were interested in, how these online businesses are, really trying to create a more tailored and engaging environment for customers.
Yeah, absolutely. And I see it all the time. I'm sure you do too. It's like, how do they know, or how do they figure out what I want to see next, or how do they make me feel like I'm the only one that they're marketing to?
Right, exactly. And the article that you shared from Double Dome, I thought this was a really good one because it really digs into some of the strategies and the thinking behind, why these companies do this and what they're trying to accomplish.
Yeah, it's a good peek behind the curtain for sure.
Yeah.
And they've got a lot of experience doing this, so it's really valuable to hear what they have to say.
Yeah, I think one of the things that they start with is the importance of it, right? Like, it's not just a nice to have anymore. It's
Right.
really like a key differentiator in a really, really competitive market.
Right. It's that sea of sameness online, and how do you stand out from the crowd? And I think that's one of the things that this article really, tries to get at is how you do that and make customers feel like they're important, not just a number.
Yeah, because that's the thing, isn't it? It's like when you go into a store maybe or you have some kind of interaction where you feel like, you're being treated as an individual, it just makes such a difference.
Absolutely. You remember that, you remember the place that treated you like a person and just builds a loyalty. I think that's hard to find these days.
Yeah, it definitely does. So they get into, seven key strategies that these e-commerce companies use for personalization.
Okay.
And I thought we could just kind of run through these and get your take on, how these actually work and maybe some examples that we've seen.
Yeah, do it.
Okay, so the first one is personalized geographic information, which seems pretty straightforward. They use the example of, a national retailer showing local brick and mortar store addresses.
Right.
What's the thinking behind that?
Well, I think it's just making it real for the person. Like they're at their computer, they're at their phone, and you're letting them know, hey, we have a physical presence near you. You can come see us. You can, sometimes you can even order online and pick up in store, But I think it just kind of solidifies that this company is real and it's a part of the community.
Yeah, it's almost like that feeling of like legitimacy, I guess, too.
Exactly. And sometimes that's hard to get across online.
Yeah,
So,
absolutely.
yeah.
Okay, so number two is banners and pop-ups. And this is one that I think we all have a love-hate relationship with, right?
Yeah.
Because sometimes they can be really annoying,
For sure.
but they can also be, I guess, helpful if they're done the right way.
Right. And the caveat here is used wisely, and I think we've all seen the ones that are just like, oh my gosh, get out of my face. I'm trying to read this article or I'm trying to, shop, and all of a sudden I'm bombarded with this, irrelevant information.
Totally.
But when it's done well, when they know what you've been looking at, or maybe you left something in your cart and they remind you, hey, you forgot this, or they really like this product based on what you've, shown interest in before, and that can be really helpful.
Yeah, I think it's all about that relevance, isn't it? Like, if it's something that you're genuinely interested in, or it's like reminding you of something that you were already thinking about,
Right.
that makes a lot more sense than just,
A generic blast,
just to everybody. Like,
Exactly.
all right, so number three is follow-up email campaigns. And I know this is one that a lot of businesses do, especially, when you sign up for a newsletter or something like
Yeah.
that. But the article kind of emphasizes the importance of, using these to really build those long-term relationships.
Yeah, and this goes back to what we were talking about earlier about making that connection.
Right.
It's not just sending out these mass emails that say the same thing to everybody.
Yeah.
A welcome email, for example, should be tailored to the person who signed up. What do they look at on the website? What are they interested in? And then subsequent emails, can be really targeted to build that relationship. Provide them with relevant information, maybe special offers based on their past purchases.
Yeah, because it's not just about, getting that one sale. It's about keeping them coming back.
Exactly. It's that lifetime customer value.
Okay, so the fourth one is personalized birthday information.
Okay.
And they even mentioned Dairy Queen in here,
Yeah.
which is interesting because it's like such a simple thing, but it really seems to work.
Yeah, who doesn't like to get a little birthday treat, right?
What?
But I think it's really the thought that counts. It's that feeling of being remembered, being seen. And Dairy Queen's done a really good job of this. They've got the birthday emails. They've got the, sometimes little coupons or freebies.
Yeah.
And it makes people feel special,
And you know what? It's funny because I don't even really eat at Dairy Queen that much.
Right.
But when they send me that birthday coupon,
You think about it.
I'm like, oh, maybe I should go get a Blizzard.
Right, exactly. So it's working.
It is, it's working. Okay. Strategy number five is targeted discounts. And this is interesting because it's kind of moving beyond just like general sales, right? It's
Right.
about giving specific deals to specific groups of customers.
Right.
So why do you think that's so effective?
I think it's just more efficient.
Yeah.
Instead of, putting everything on sale and maybe reducing your profit margin, you can target those customers who are more likely to be interested in a certain product
Yeah.
or maybe reward loyal customers with exclusive discounts. So it makes it feel more personal and it's more effective for the business.
Yeah, I guess it also makes the discount feel a little bit more special
Right,
too,
exactly.
right? Like you're actually getting something that's really meant for you. Okay, number six is utilizing browsing history. And we've all seen this, the recently viewed items or, things like that. Why do you think that's so effective in boosting those conversion rates?
Well, I think, again, it goes back to making things easier for the customer. They've already shown interest in these products.
Right.
So why not, put them front and center and make it easy for them to pick up where they left off,
Oh.
especially if you're like me, I'm looking at like five different things, comparing prices, reading reviews, and then I, close the browser and I'm like, wait a minute, which one was that again?
Yeah.
So it's really helpful when they put it right there in front of you.
It's like you're saying it reduces that friction in the whole process. And then finally, number seven is personalized ordering process. And this is something that I think a lot of people don't really think about,
Right.
but it's things like, making sure the checkout reflects your local currency, your sales tax, your preferred payment methods.
Right.
Like these seem like small details, but why are they so important?
It's funny how these little details can just make or break the experience.
Yeah.
Imagine getting all the way through the checkout process, and then all of a sudden the currency is wrong or they don't take your preferred payment method. You're like, what?
Yeah.
I got to start all over again.
Yeah.
It erodes trust and it makes the whole thing feel kind of clunky.
Right. It's just that extra little bit of effort that shows that they're really paying attention.
Exactly.
So those are the seven key strategies that they laid out. And then they actually have this really great success story in the article about a lighting fixture company. And I think this kind of brings all of those strategies to life a little bit because it shows how they actually put these things into practice.
Yeah, this is a great example.
So what were some of the tactics that they used that really seemed to make a difference?
Well, one of the things that they did was they implemented this dynamic homepage banner.
Okay.
So instead of just having like a static image, they were constantly updating it, with timely promotions, seasonal products, things that were trending. So it just kept the homepage fresh and interesting for anybody who visited.
I guess that feeling of like it's always changing. There's always something new to see.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then what else?
Well, they also use the recently reviewed tab that we were talking about earlier.
Yay.
So for those customers who are coming back, they've already shown interest in certain products. Make it easy for them to find them again.
Yeah.
And I think that really helped with those people who are, in that consideration phase. They're still kind of shopping around. They haven't quite made up their minds yet.
Right. It's just kind of nudging them along in the right direction. And then they had this third tactic that I thought was super interesting, which was the location-based real-time weather integration.
Yeah.
Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
So this was really cool. They were able to actually track, the weather in real time
Wow.
based on the visitor's location. And if, let's say, it was a really hot day, they might show them a banner for ceiling fans, something that would be, super relevant to them in that moment.
That's so smart because it's not just about what they've looked at in the past. It's
Got
like
it.
what they might need right now. Yeah.
Exactly. What are
Where?
they experiencing right now? How can we help them?
Yeah. So, the article also briefly mentions the role of, skilled web designers and all of this. And I think that's something that, people sometimes forget about because it's like all this stuff seems really easy when you're just browsing the website. But there's actually a lot of technical expertise that goes into making all of this happen.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of coding and back-end stuff that has to, be done just right in order for all this to work seamlessly.
And the person who wrote the article is Jim Clannon,
Okay.
and he's the co-founder of Double Dome.
Okay.
And he has a background in creative design and project management.
Oh wow. So he really knows his stuff.
Yeah, he does. And I think that just kind of adds to the credibility of the whole
Yeah,
piece, right?
absolutely.
Because he's not just somebody who's like, read a few articles about this. He's actually been in the
Oh,
trenches.
he's done the work.
So as we kind of wrap up this deep dive into, personalized e-commerce experiences, what are some of the key things that you think, our listeners should really take away?
I think the biggest thing is that, these online businesses are really getting good at making you feel like you're the only one they're talking to.
Right.
They're using all of this data and technology to really figure out, what you need, what you want, what you like. And then they're using that to tailor the entire experience just for you.
And the example with the lighting company, I think that was a really good one because it shows that it's not just about, these big flashy things. It can be these small little details that really make a difference.
Right. Those little touches,
Yeah.
can really add up and make a big impact.
So as you're browsing online, in the future, maybe just kind of take a moment to think about, the websites that you really enjoy visiting, the ones that make you feel like, they really understand you. And just kind of pay attention to what they're doing.
Yeah, what are those
Those are
elements that make you
the
feel special?
yeah, because those are the things that really matter.
Exactly.
Well, thanks for diving deep with us today.
My pleasure.
This was a great conversation.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
I'll see you next time.
Sounds good.
Okay, bye.